Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Fucking yuck.
Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't. It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush. Motherfucker. Bro, you good? Ugh. I don't like it at all.
Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. December 9th through the 12th, I'll be at the Funny Bone in St. Louis, Missouri. December 17th, 18th, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. All dates are up on my website, jimflorentine.com. My comedy special is coming out Monday, December 13th. It'll be free on my YouTube channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you can, youtube.com/jimflorentinecomedy. There's some other shit that's posted. I'm putting some old podcasts up there, some old video and shit, and some just different appearances and stuff that I've done on different shows, whatever. So just go to my my YouTube channel, and please, whatever you do, do not smash at all. Do not smash that like button. Let that sink in. That's the new one that really fucking irks me to no end, is when someone posts something and they go, you know, this team hasn't won in 15 road games going back to last year. Let that sink in. Okay, how long do you want me to let it sink in? And then what? Okay, I let it sink in, and now what do I do? How about I make up my own mind if I want the thing to sink in, or just it's some fucking dumb shit that I don't have to fucking register in my brain? You know, Europe is going through a, whatever, a fifth wave. Let that sink in. Okay. I let it sink in. Now what? You don't have to try to be profound with your fucking posts, okay? People are going to get what they want to get out of them. They're going to read it the way they want to read it, and then they're going to move on. Maybe they'll think about it for a little while. Most likely they won't. But you really don't have to write, let that sink in. You really don't. Okay, that's not going to make somebody go, man, I got to really think about what this guy just wrote. Because he wrote, let that sink in. I let it sink in, and then I shit it right out. Because it was useless information. It's not that important what you posted. When you post something like that and you go, let that sink in, you're trying to tell everyone, my post is really important, and you better listen. It's not. Nobody, and I mean nobody, gives a fuck. All right? Let that sink in. Let that sink in, that statement I just made, that nobody, and I mean nobody, gives a fuck. Let that sink in. And when you go, let that go sink in, go smash that like button. Yuck. Fucking yuck. Just shut the fuck up. All right, some 20-year-old kid said something that you got to pick up on it. Grow the fuck up. All right? Just say, hey, could you hit the like button on it, because it might help with some fucking algorithms with YouTube, and I can get more views. Whatever, I don't know, whatever the fuck, however that works. You don't have to say smash it. I don't want to fucking smash it. Let that sink in that I said don't smash. Don't even touch the like button. How about that? Jesus Christ with this fucking, let that sink in. I really had more peace in my life when there was no, when I was hacked out of my Twitter account and Instagram. Not that I go on there that much. But I was on there the other day and I saw like four Let That Sink In ones. And I was fucking driving me insane. And more pictures of, you know, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Everybody's got to post a happy Thanksgiving. You really don't have to do that, all right? Nobody's going to be mad at you if on your Instagram you didn't post happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Be thankful for what you have in your life. Nobody's going to be mad at you if you didn't post one. Nobody's going to question it. Nobody's going to be talking behind your back. Hey, you know, like 10 of my friends posted fucking happy Thanksgiving to everyone, but there was one that didn't. I hope, you know, should we do a wellness check on them? Should I call over to the house? Should we drive by the house to make sure everything's okay? Why didn't they put happy Thanksgiving? Okay, nobody gives a fuck. You want to say it in front of to your friends in a text, hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Yeah, you too. Who gives a fuck? Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, thanks. That made me feel better. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, you too. To you and your family. Yeah, great. Copy and paste, and fucking send it out. All right, no need to put it on fucking Thanksgiving. Be thankful for it. We know. Everybody knows what to be thankful for. It doesn't have to be on fucking Thanksgiving. Okay? People are thankful. Like, man, I'm thankful I got these people in my life. I got thankful I got this going on, that going on, right? Just because it's fucking Thanksgiving, let's drop everything and be thankful for what we have. Can I be thankful on fucking December 6th? No? Oh, because it's past Thanksgiving, so I can't be thankful for that?
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Holy shit. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Here's a picture of our turkey that we're going to eat. Good for fucking you. Look at this stuffing. Oh my God, I ate so much. How many posts did you see that? I ate so much. Oh my God, I can't even get off the couch. I'm going to have to go to the gym 6 days a week now. Really? Are you? So you're saying that you eat a little more than you usually do on Thanksgiving? Really? Since fucking when? Since when has that happened? That people eat a little more on Thanksgiving because a little more food. And you might go fucking have a, you know, a second helping. But thanks for letting us know that you're going to, oh my God, I got to get my ass to the gym tomorrow. I can't even get off the couch. Really? You can't get off the couch? You sure about that? Look, you hang out with your fucking family, right? You eat some food, you fucking catch up with everybody. Maybe you haven't seen her in a while. Some family comes in town. That's all you got to do on Thanksgiving. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody's looking for you to post something. Hey, we didn't hear from them. Hopefully there wasn't a fucking gas leak in the house. And this whole Friendsgiving, we had like a little Friendsgiving get together. I've been hearing that more and more. I know we went over it last year and probably the year before. But I'm seeing it more and more and I'm hearing it more and more. We kind of had like a Friendsgiving thing the night before Thanksgiving because you know why? Because on Thanksgiving, we're all with our family. So, you know, the only time we can get together is the night before. Is it? Why the fuck would you have to call it Friendsgiving? How about you just get together with your fucking friends? Hey, we're going to hang out night before Thanksgiving. You want to meet us there? We'll be at this bar at 8 o'clock. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Okay, we had like a Friendsgiving get together. Who the fuck would want to go to that? Who would want to go to a Friendsgiving get together? Not me. Not anyone I know. Anyway, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving
to you and your family. Be thankful. I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that. Good for fucking you. All right. But this is the only day. Remember, it's the only day you can be thankful. No other day. Just on Thanksgiving. Oh my God, I'm stuffed. Yuck. Fucking yuck. I don't know what's worse. That, let that sink in, smash the like button. Friendsgiving. Oh, my friend Scott sent me this one of someone trying to be fucking funny on Facebook. Posting, I have a friend who writes music about sewing machines. He's a singer-songwriter, or so it seems. You know, and of course they had to spell so, S-E-W, and seems, S-E-A-M-S. Why would anyone write music about sewing machines? Okay, he wouldn't. Nobody writes fucking songs about sewing machines. But you had to throw it in there so you get your little fucking corny pun, or so it seems. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, this is what should be, like, in the guide for anyone that fucking has to evaluate mental illness. You know, you want to, this is what should be in there. Posts like this should be posted. All right? These are the signs that someone is mentally ill and they need help. Someone that posts, I have a friend who writes music about sewing machines. He's a singer-songwriter, or so it seems. Ugh. Fucking beyond brutal. And then Dwayne sent this one in. He goes, yuck, a funny guy over here. Guy writes, I wonder if when anteaters eat fire ants, it's like eating hot Cheetos to them. You wondering about that? You sure? Well, it's not. It's not like eating hot Cheetos to them, okay? An ant, even if they did, an ant wouldn't go, man, this is hot like a fucking hot Cheeto. Who the fuck would eat a hot Cheeto? Do you even make them? I don't know what's going on. Then this post, one more. This was from a 56-year-old woman. She posted a picture of a wine glass, and she put a glass of wine in each room of your house and call it a wine tour. You know, I bet you there's people that do that. I bet you there's people that get together and go, we're going to have a little wine tour, but it's going to be at my house. And they'll put a glass in the kitchen, one in the living room, one in the dining room, one in the basement, a couple in the bedroom. They might even put one in the bathroom because that's really funny, isn't it? And it's all different wines that they have. And you go around tasting them. Isn't that some of the people that you want to hang out with? Now, I can't see the comments on here. They weren't sent, but you know. Great idea. Oh, my God, I love it. I'm going to try that tomorrow. Are you? You going to try it tomorrow? And the same woman posts, the more you weigh, the harder you are to kidnap. Stay safe, eat cake. All right. Nothing better to do with their time than this bullshit. Nothing. Awful dating sites is going to be this week's podcast. One more. I got sent to me that a guy posted, Not a single person asked me how fast I could run in my new shoes today. Being an adult is fucking stupid. And then another guy writes, I miss trying on new shoes in the store. So, the first guy, not a single person asked me how fast I can run in my new shoes today. How did anybody know there were new shoes? How did anybody, let's say you go to the store, you go food shopping, you got your new shoes on. You think strangers are going to come up to you and ask you how fast you can run? Even your friends, even your family. Hey, check out these new sneakers I got. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I like them, Dad. They're nice. Okay, good. That's it? You're not going to ask me how fast I can run in my new shoes? No, Dad, I haven't seen you run in fucking 17 years. Because that's what a lot of people do. As soon as they get new sneakers, they just start running. Oh, man, this is fucking wow. I could do the 40-yard dash in half the time now with these new shoes. But this guy obviously needs attention. He bought new sneakers so everybody can look at him and go, wow. Well, look at them. Because he says being an adult is fucking stupid because he wanted attention. Like you were 12 years old, you know, like 12-year-old kids would go, oh, you got new sneakers? I like them. And adults don't give a fuck. They got other things to worry about. And this guy is very annoyed that nobody noticed his new sneakers. And, you know, him posting also, I miss trying on new shoes in a store. And what do you mean you miss it? Why don't you just go and try them on? There's a bunch of stores that are open. You can go and try them on. That's what you usually do. But all of a sudden, you can't now? Anyway, let's move on. Florentine@barstoolsports.com is the email. Please send anything you see my way. That might be good for the podcast, especially things that didn't happen. Got the holidays coming up, so there's going to be a lot of fucking, you know, people making stories up how they bought somebody's presents. Somebody in line all of a sudden realized that, you know, they bought 30 presents up there and they were trying to, you know, they were short $600 and they covered it for them. We're going to get a lot of those stories, and I brought them out to the car. I helped them pack them in the car and, you know, just try to pass along, pay it forward if you can. So just know that. There'll be a lot of that out, especially the holidays, because you're supposed to do good deeds, right? So be prepared for a lot of good deeds being done real close to the holiday. So this week is, if you're single out there, or you're wondering what's going on, and you hear all your friends are on these dating sites, and they're going on different dates with people, and trying to find the right person. You're not missing out, and this is the shit that's on those sites. Now, this woman says, I'm looking for someone to enjoy my last chapter of my life with. Yeah, that's real appealing. Oh, you're in the last chapter of your life? Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, I want to spend it with you. Absolutely. Oh, it's going to be great. Fucking, you know, doctor's appointments, great pubic hair. Fucking, you know, takes you 8 minutes to get out of bed. You're getting up early and earlier, like at 4:30 in the morning, those old fucks get up. Want to go to bed at like 8? Yeah. Soon you'll be wearing a fucking diaper, maybe a colostomy bag. Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I want to spend that. Yeah. I'm looking for a woman to spend the last chapter of her life with. It's going to be fucking fun. You know, getting our pills together. You know, like, here's my fucking pill thing. Your pills are over here. Did you take your pill this morning? Oh, I forgot it. Don't mix and match. Getting on the phone, arguing with insurance companies. Is this covered? What do you mean I don't have Medicare, Medicaid? What the fuck? How is this not covered? I need a new hip. The new girl I'm dating needs a new fucking hip and a knee replacement. What do you mean it's not 100% covered? What kind of insurance is this? That's what I want to do. Let me take you for a consultation. This woman's a catch because she's looking for someone to enjoy her last chapter of her life with. That's always appealing, isn't it? How many years you got left? 10? I'll fucking pass. So a profile is that, and then she says, must know how to treat a good woman right. Communication is the key to keep any relationship going. Is it? Are you sure about that? I've never heard that before. I don't know. I don't know if that's true, that communication is the key to keeping any relationship going. Because I think it's a lot better if you don't talk. It's a lot better if you don't, you know, make plans with each other. It's a lot better if you're walking out the door with your keys in your hand, your wife's like, where are you going? Or your girlfriend, yeah. And you don't say anything, or you just go, yeah, none of your fucking business. When are you coming back? And don't answer her. Those relationships work. I didn't know that communication was the key. But anyway, if anyone out there is looking, you know, to find a woman that's in the last chapter of her life, you know, we got a good profile for you. But remember, communication is the key. Make sure you talk. I didn't know that. It's just very strange that you're supposed to, you know, communicate in a relationship, let everyone know what's going on, you know. Kind of have a nice bond together. It's good to know. This next woman in her profile, under unusual skills. These are the funny parts, you know. She writes, I could pick things up with my toes. Because that's what, you know, a lot of men are looking for. That's a real turn on for a guy. That his new girl could pick a fucking pencil up with her toes, you know. You drop the pencil on the floor. Hold on. I'll get it. No. Let me take off my shoe. Let me take off my sock. And let me show you what I can do. Wow. Look. Yeah, I've been doing this when I was like 10. I noticed I could pick things up with my toes. So here's your pencil. Yeah, thanks. Wow, that's incredible. It's going to make a man want to go out with you, I know that. Now, this next woman says, we'll get along if you like dessert before dinner. Now, this woman is lying. She wants to pretend like she's fun. She wants to pretend like, you know, she's a rebel, that she likes dessert before dinner. She's never done that before, maybe one day or something like that. Fuck it, I'll eat some cake. I know I got to eat later. She doesn't. When she goes to dinner, she doesn't order a fucking cheesecake first and then look at the fucking menu and have a salad come out and appetizers and then her dinner. She doesn't do that. She's never done that. I don't know why she'd think that's funny. I don't know why she would think any man would think that's appealing. Wow, this woman's different. Okay, so if we're going to go to dinner, you know, it's a second or third date. That's when you realize, like, you know, hey, this is a nice restaurant, I know. We're going to stop off at fucking Carvel first. We're going to stop off and get ice cream. We're going to get a fucking banana boat sundae before we go to this restaurant that you've been meaning to try for a long time. Oh, my friends have been telling me about this place. I've been meaning to go. It's tough to get a reservation. Yeah, I got a reservation, you know. Yeah, I put it in early and I got a table for Saturday night. But first, We're going to stop off and get ice cream right before dinner. No, we're going to, because you put in your profile that you like dessert before dinner. You really don't. Okay, that's childish and immature. Okay, a 12-year-old would. Hey, you can't eat that cake. You got to eat dinner first. But, I guess to a guy, you're trying to relate to a man because you're looking for a man on these dating sites that he's really going to be intrigued by that. I'm looking for a woman. There's three things I want in a woman. I'm single now. I'm back on the dating scene. I'm looking for a woman that could pick shit up with her toes. I'm looking for a woman that's in the last chapter of her life. And what I really want is a woman that likes dessert before dinner. If I find those three qualities, I'll marry her in a second. But in the meantime, we got Bird Dogs back as an advertiser. You're a man, you need clothes. Go to birddogs.com, all right? They got the built-in underwear and all the shit that they sell. Shorts, pants, a jogging suit, built-in silky soft underwear, the most comfortable thing you'll ever wear. It's not even close. Okay? Get the stuff. They'll send it to your house. Christmas is coming up. You also get a free gift if you put the promo code AWFUL in. If you listen to the podcast, go to birddogs.com, enter promo code AWFUL, and they'll throw in a free Bird Dogs whistle football. So you get your man a couple of pairs of shorts, maybe a jogging outfit, and then he's got a whistle football in there too for Christmas. That is perfect. I'm going to go out on the lawn and fucking throw it around. All right. It's good clothing for men. No guy wants to go to the store or the mall to go try stuff on. That's death to a man. Walk around, I got to try this on. I got to bring this in the dress room. This doesn't fit. They don't have this size. Go to birddogs.com. Check out their clothing. It's comfortable. It's good stuff. And you get a free football. Birddogs.com, put in the promo code AWFUL and you get the free football. And then also for the holidays, perfect. Raycon earbuds, all right? Holidays are coming up faster than you think. Now is the time to knock out that gift list and avoid the last minute shipping scramble. Who knows if your shit's going to get there in time. You order it now, you'll get it for Christmas. Especially right now, my listeners will get a 15% off site-wide, anything on the site on Raycon with the code HOLIDAY at buyraycon.com/awful. Go to buyraycon.com/awful and use code HOLIDAY today to get 15% off your entire Raycon order. buyraycon.com/awful. Everybody needs some earbuds. These are the best, and they're half the price of the leading brands. There you go. You can't go wrong. Unless you can find a chick that fucking picks up shit with her toes. Or you can find this woman who puts in her interests in her dating profile as she likes takeout. That's her interests. I might like somebody like that. That's pretty simple. I like takeout. That's my interest. No, you don't want to go to a museum? Nah, I'm not really in that. I don't give a shit. No, you don't want to do any outdoor stuff? Nah, not me. I'm like a girl. I don't like to get fucking dirty and muddy. I don't want to sleep on the ground. I don't want to fucking walk through the forest. I don't want to go down a fucking river in a canoe. I don't want to do any of that shit. My interest is pretty much takeout. I don't want to sit in a restaurant. It's annoying. I'd rather bring it home, get some takeout, bring it home and eat it at home. That's my, any other interest? No. I just order food and pick it up. That's it. That's my dream girl. Raymond sent this. He goes, Jim, I matched with this girl on a dating site. And I said, hey, hello. Hey, how you doing? How's your weekend going? And she wrote back, hi, what are three things you'd take on a trip? I'm hoping to hear from you with a smiley face. Well, you're not. You're not going to hear from me. What are the three things you would take on a trip? Who the fuck cares? Why would that be interesting at all? Just the same girl that plays the fucking Facebook games. You know, can't wait to copy and paste, put it on her page. What are the three things that you would take on a trip? I don't know, a suitcase. ID and a fucking toothbrush. That's pretty much the three things I take on a trip. Is that interesting enough for you? No. You want more creative answers? You want it to be, you know, come on, that's easy. Everybody does that. Yeah, well, you said three things. You want me to say anal beads, fucking condoms, and Cialis? I could put that in there. That would have been great. If he would have wrote that back and see what you would have said. Yeah, sorry, that's what I would take on a trip. You want to go somewhere? Do we have to do a quiz? I want to meet up with you. If you like my picture, I like yours, we messaged each other. Now I got to fucking take a quiz before I even meet you about what three things I take on a trip. This next woman is, she says that she's known for previewing a menu before going to the restaurant. Because a lot of times when you preview them, there's different shit than when you get there. Because not every restaurant, you know, it's got appetizers, got salads, got dinner, got a dessert, and got drinks. Not every one. Maybe even a special. But she wants to look at that menu because it's a big meal. This is a big fucking important meal. This meal could go down in history. So she better preview that fucking menu. Oh, let me pull up the menu. Yuck. How about we just go to the restaurant and figure it the fuck out? How about that? I've been through this before. We've all been through it. How about we go to the restaurant and we look at the menu there? Because it's pretty much going to be the same shit. I have a feeling there might be some chicken on that fucking menu. I have a feeling there might even be a hamburger. I have a feeling there might be some fucking appetizers like, I don't know, nachos, maybe some mozzarella sticks, some fucking, you know, quesadillas on the appetizers. There's definitely going to be a salad. There'll be a Caesar salad. There'll be a house salad. And there might even be some fucking other cranberry fucking whatever salad with strawberries or some shit in it, you know? And they're going to have some different dinners. They're going to have some meat. They're going to have some chicken. I mean, red meat, chicken, and they're going to have some fish. And guess what? They're even going to have a vegetarian meal, something without fucking meat in it. So anyone who's a vegetarian can eat that. So you really don't have to preview that menu before you go to a restaurant. We could just go there. And if we didn't like the menu, we didn't like the restaurant, we just won't go back. Let me pull up their menu. Oh, I like, oh, they got a shrimp scampi. Do they? Never seen that before. You tell me they got a fucking BLT sandwich if you just want a sandwich. Maybe you don't feel like a meal with two sides. You could just get a sandwich. Preview that menu again. this one, the same woman goes, I'm a great plus one because, and then she writes, on a scale of 1 to 10, you are a 9 and I am the one, the number one. I am the one you need. And she put a smiley face. So like, I don't know, maybe it's laughing. I can't tell. Or maybe it's a wink. I guess a wink means I'm joking. Is that what it is? Like wink, wink. Is that what that fucking means? How fucking dumb is this? This is probably out of one of those romantic comedies or some goofy fucking sitcom. On a scale of 1 to 10, you are a 9. I am the one you need. Ugh. A lot of guys are going to find that funny. Same woman in a profile writes, a fact about me that surprises people. I have never been to Vegas. That doesn't surprise anybody. Nobody thought about that. Nobody's going to be surprised. You're telling me that you've never been to Las Vegas. Nah, wow, that really, I'm really surprised. Maybe 2 out of 10 people would go, I'm really surprised by that. How come you've never been to Vegas? You want to be my plus one to Vegas? I'm a 9 and you're the one I need, or whatever the fuck it is. Now, the same woman is also wants to put an inspirational quote in there. She wants to let her know that she's very, you know, she's a positive person. She writes, you are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. Thank you. It's good to know. Because I will be going to fucking training camp for the San Francisco Giants in February. Because I'd like to play on that team. I'm going to set a new goal. When I was like in 8th grade, I was pretty good at baseball. But I think I still have it. And they say you're never too old to set another goal or dream a new dream. So I will be in Phoenix, Arizona for the Giants spring training. And hopefully I'll make the team. They might send me down to the minors, work on some fundamentals till I get back up. You know, put me in AAA, maybe even AA. But I'm going to try to make that team come the new season. We'll see what happens. But this woman really inspired me. You know, because not only does she preview a menu before she goes to the restaurant, and she's never been to Vegas, but she says, you're never too old to dream. Brian sent this in. This woman in her profile says that she likes to climb mountains in her heels. And she has a picture of her like on a mountain and she's in heels and like a little sundress. Believe it or not, I climb 14ers, whatever the fuck that is, in heels. Follow on Insta for proof. Yuck. Yeah, because that's what I want to do. Like, you know, I match with this girl. I go, she climbs mountains in heels? You know what? I got to go to her Instagram. Let me request her. She's probably private. She has to, you know, approve me. Because I got to see if she really does this. Because it's really made, this is a deal breaker. If I, an Insta. Whatever you do, don't say that. Say the fucking full word. Say the full word. Now this woman wants to let you know that she filled in the blank here, that she'll introduce you to her family if, that is a big if, because a lot of guys worry about this, that you can handle the fact that I have 28 first cousins. And then she put 3 of those yellow things. One's smiling, the other one's got like a fucking finger on their face, like they're thinking, and the other one's got like these big eyes. I'm not sure what they mean. I guess the one's laughing, and the other two are like, what? Because if this is my kind of woman, her look, everything else about her, I don't know if I can handle the fact that she has 28 first cousins. That's going to be a problem. That could be another deal breaker. It's like, come on, do I really want a fucking girl that's got that many first cousins? I didn't really think about it, but going in, but I'd much rather one that has maybe four first cousins. I don't know if I can handle the fact that you have 28 first cousins. There could be a problem. Why the fuck would you put that in there? Why would anyone care? Why would any guy go, you know what? This ain't going to work out. You got 28 first cousins. This is too much for me. It's too many people I'm meeting when I come to a family function. It's too overwhelming. I can't hang in there. Not one guy would give a fuck. If you're a good match for him, he's not going to give a shit if you have fucking 78 first cousins. The same woman says that about her, this is her what she writes about herself. I like to stay active. Really? Because there's not a lot of you around that you like to stay active. I like to stay active, eat healthy, and always looking for a new adventure. Great. Great. Another chick that can't fucking sit still. What's the new adventure this weekend? Now we're just going to take it easy. You know? You don't have your kids. I don't have my kids. Let's just fucking hang out. Oh, come on. I'm looking for a new adventure. Okay, yeah, there's a new fucking hayride that just opened up there. Yeah, let's go there. Yeah, but we've been to hayrides before. We're not children. I know, but come on. Let's do something fun. She continues, I've had a great career, and my job allows me to work and live anywhere. I enjoy the outdoors, run, bike, hike, tennis and golf, water sports and ski. Looking for someone who's ready for the next adventure, someone to steal horses with. That's what you're going to do. You're going to steal horses. This is a fucking chick that cannot sit still. She said she's always looking for a new adventure. And she likes the out. There's another girl that likes to be outdoors. It's fucking crazy that she likes the outdoors too. She likes to run, bike, hike, tennis, golf, water sports, ski. How fucking exhausting is this woman? Imagine going on vacation with her. Everything's got to be planned every hour. Every different activity that fucking island you go to offers you have to do. As soon as you're checking in, she's checking on every fucking brochure at the fucking, you know, the bellhop, the desk there. Oh, well, look at these. Oh, my God. We could parasail. We could fucking, you know, check out a cave. There's a waterfall. We go scuba diving. This is going to be fun. I go on vacation to fucking rest. Okay? I don't go on there to fucking do 17 different things a day. The whole day is planned. And then we're going to steal horses. You know what? If I was with this woman, I would steal a horse just so I can get caught and go to prison so I could fucking rest. This woman's got me doing 17 different things. I'm water skiing. I'm fucking scuba diving. I'm power sailing. I could take maybe a 20-minute nap before we got to go do something else. We got to take a fucking tour of a cave. Then we got to go climb a fucking mountain. We're going to camp. Please, let's go steal that horse now. I'll fuck the horse. I'll fuck it in front of the owner. He comes out to the barn. Hey, what are you doing in here? I'm fucking your horse. Please call the cops. Take a picture first, because I want five extra years added on so I don't have to fucking see this woman, so I could just sit in my cell the rest of my life and fucking relax.